There you go. Hey, Cirque du Soleil is going to be here on March the 21st. We got a pair of tickets to give away the first performance at Rally. It's like, I don't know, these are like, it's $160 value.
Yeah.
Wow.
$160 value.
Yeah, so. At Reed Arena.
That's up from yesterday, I think. Are these tickets going up in price?
They're like $79 each.
It's like a commodity?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you heard Mitt Romney was speaking in Michigan the other day.
Yeah. I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes.
Oh, yeah.
Just something very special here.
Yeah.
The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Do you?
Oh,
good.
Huh.
Yeah.
And pie.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
No, we can't be liking pie. So, you know, we heard that. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great.
Great. Okay. So, you know, Mitt Romney seems to like many things about Michigan, but it's very interesting that the tallest of these in U.S. America is in North Carolina. The shortest is in Michigan. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. The tallest one is in North Carolina. The shortest one is in Michigan. What is it? Caller.
Shortest one's in Michigan?
Yeah.
Waterfall.
Nope. Thank you. So, see, it's a trivia question. You heard it, right?
Yeah.
The tallest one in U.S. America is in North Carolina. The shortest one is in Michigan. What's the answer?
Person.
I was thinking radio host, but I didn't want to go there.
695-1620. What's the answer?
A tree.
Nope. Thank you.
No,
because the trees.
The shortest trees in my yard, I think.
Yeah. All right, what's the answer? Hello? Okay. The tallest one in U.S. America is in North Carolina. The shortest is in Michigan. What's the answer?
Tree.
No, thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Roller coaster.
No, that's a good answer.
I
like that.
A short little roller coaster.
Yeah. All right.
It's in front of the Piggly Wiggly. In the parking lot.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, what's the answer?
Mormon.
What?
Mormon.
Wow.
That's not correct.
We're on the Mitt Romney
theme. Okay, how about water tower?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Really?
All right, what's the answer?
A lighthouse.
That's it. It's a lighthouse. Very good. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Who's this?
It's Russell Hamilton.
All right, Russell, I got tickets for you. Two tickets to the Cirque du Soleil Drellion, which will be March the 21st in Reed Arena. If you'll come by here, Crystal Park Plaza, we'll have the tickets for you.
All right.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Russell. Appreciate
there you
it. It's the, I think, the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse that's out there.
Mm.
207 feet tall.
How tall is the shortest one?
The shortest one is 17 feet tall.
Oh.
It's 18 inches tall.
17 feet. Yeah. What, do you just use a stepladder?
I don't know. I haven't ever seen it. Huh? But
it makes
sure
that your children's boats don't get lost in the tub.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and type in the St. Clair Flat South Channel Front Range Light.
Well, now, that's way too many words.
I know it is. That's why I say, don't worry about it. Take
Clair
a word for it.
Flat.
Oh, see, there's always one out there.
Lighthouse.
Yeah.
But lighthouses are for, like, boats to...
Old Channel Range Lighthouse, Michigan.
Okay, there you go.
They're for boats to get their bearings to not get lost in the fog and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
How can you see that short little white lighthouse?
Maybe it's all the budget they had.
I guess.
You know, they could have had budgetary constraints.
Sorry. Yeah. No, we got to stop now.
Hey, by the way, if you're going to do anything, coming up in just a minute.
Yeah. The light's a guy with a flashlight.
I'm up here. Okay, coming up in just a minute, whether you're a good parent or not, a list of 25 words that your child should be able to say by the age of 3.
Oh, yeah, I thought we were going to do that now.
Well, we're going to in just a minute. That's kind of a tease.
I'm going to act like a 2-year-old.
Well, in the meantime, I thought we'd do the story about the power of Yelp. Complaints had pushed one Georgia restaurant to beg its diners to keep their kids quiet or at least remove noisy children so that everyone else doesn't have to listen to them scream while they eat their pizza. The owners of Atlanta...
Wait. Uh-huh. Okay, I was with you until... Even as the parent of a 2-year-old, I was with you all the way up until you said pizza. Because I'm pretty sure any time you go out for pizza, you don't expect quiet and candlelit necessarily.
No.
Yeah.
You're certainly right.
The owners of the Atlanta pizzeria... added the following request to their menu and as a result got a number of complaints. Here's what
especially
it said.
Especially when it's called Pizzeria.
No. Yeah. Well, no, it's not called that. It's called Grand Central
Pizza.
Grand
Central.
So you name your restaurant after the busiest train station on God's green earth and you don't want noisy children. That makes perfect sense to me. But please continue with this logical story.
Dear all present and future patrons, of course, if it's on the menu, and you're a future patron.
Future patron. The message isn't exactly getting out.
Well, maybe you haven't ordered yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
You should
call them potential patrons then. Yeah. Soon to be former.
Dear, okay, we don't need to go Conan the Grammarian. They've
All right, move along.
Grand Central Pizza is proud of its reputation as a family restaurant, a title that we will work to keep. Unfortunately, a number of our diners have posted unpleasant experiences because of crying and unsupervised children. To ensure that all diners have an enjoyable lunch or dinner with us, we respectfully ask that parents tend to their crying tots outside. The restaurant's co-owner, says that he likes kids, and he wants his place to remain a family-friendly establishment.
So did the witch in Hansel and Gretel.
But that doesn't mean one feisty tyke should ruin it for everybody.
Well, and there's fault on both sides here, because once again, if you're a patron, soon to be former, maybe, potential, long time, one time. If you're a patron of Grand Central Pizzeria or Pizza Restaurant or Pizza Depot or whatever you want to call it, and you're going to get mad because there are loud children there, what are your expectations?
Be quiet, eat your pasta and your pizza. And
it's not like you're going to the library.
That's right. All right, here we go. 25 words and phrases scientists agree every toddler should be able to use before the age of 3.
So not just know, but use.
Yes.
Okay. We'll find out how slow Chase's youngin' is.
They're part of a much larger list of 310 words.
Oh, gosh.
That should also be in a toddler's vocabulary.
I hope.
Excuse me, I'm from the government. I have a list of 310
really?
Words. Would you bring your child out and see
your parental
them on the couch?
Custody rights are at stake here.
Yeah. According to the
I hope my wife's listening. I'm pretty sure she probably is.
The average child will know about 150 words in the language development survey, but an average of 75 to 225 is normal. So this list of 25, the most common and first learned when kids begin to speak, they are mommy, daddy.
Okay. Okay. God, he's not stupid.
I'm just saying, okay?
Uh-huh. Milk. I'm just saying as a parent.
Milk,
milk,
yeah. Baby,
yeah.
Juice.
Yeah.
Here's the big one, banana.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cookie.
Sure.
Okay. More.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All gone.
Yeah.
Hello. Bye bye. Uh-huh. Thank you. Yes. No. Not. Dog. Cat. Hat. Bath. Ball. Book. Car. Shoe.
Bath is a four-letter word to him. I'm just going, you know, literally and metaphorically.
Is it? How so?
We don't like a bath.
Mm. Oh, so it's bad. Yes. Like that? Okay. Ball, book, car, shoe, nose, eye, and thermostat.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I have to know thermostat.
I thought you were going to say thermonuclear.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
This is by what age?
This is by the age of 3.
Oh.
So now, does everybody feel better?
I think we really need to get Dr. Colson on the phone at College Station ISD and go ahead and award Jackson valedictorian in advance.
Go ahead and do that now.
Let's just go ahead and get that over with.
No reason for any tussling or competition.
No, I think we just end the competition right now.
Uh-huh.
I think we're zoned for College Station High School, so as a matter of fact, what we could do is we could go ahead and name him the first in advance valedictorian of College Station High School.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and crown him that on the radio now.
Along with every other 3-year-old. I
mean, no. Just mine.
Just yours?
Just mine.
Is there a professional athletic team you'd like to sign him up with as well?
Well, tonight, since we've already got vocabulary mastered, tonight I will go ahead and go home and tie his right arm behind his back so he'll only be able to throw with his left hand.